It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Katie, what's all the local stuff?
Let's do it. So, Colorado Bar Park, you know where that is up north?
No, I do not.
Yeah, so they're going to have their Bald Eagle Fest this weekend.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's celebrating the Bald Eagle, also learning a lot about our national bird. And really, just bird enthusiasts can come up to Bar Park and do a lot of fun stuff. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just a bird enthusiast. Tomorrow. Like,
I would go.
This is our week.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Well, they're going to have the Raptor Education Foundation out there, too. A live raptor presentation. They're going to have kids' crafts, a face painter.
Kids' crafts?
Yes, and now shuttles to the gazebo. So they're going to have
a gazebo?
They do, up there at Bar Park. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The Bald Eagle Fest. I mean, I just love the first bald eagle nest in Colorado was spotted in 1986. And those two bald eagles, they still follow them. So they're still connecting with those two birds.
Wait, those birds are alive from 1986?
Yeah, bald eagles, they do have a long lifespan. And
it's all that
so
fish.
They're families, right? So the baby birds that they've had, this whole family of bald eagles have lived in this area. So they celebrate it, and I love it. And if you want to check it out again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Is when the Bald Eagle Fest.
That's right, when I need to be down for Goldens and Golden.
I know, you're already busy, so I
think
understand
we're going to Goldens and Golden.
Why you can't come.
But it allows me just to play this one more time.
Yeah.
It's so
Other
American.
Other birds enthusiasts, you can meet up there. Again, it starts at 10 o'clock. So.
I think I'll be at Goldens and Golden with you, actually. Yeah. Not with you, but I think like I'm going. Yeah,
are you guys
going to
go to that?
We might bump into each other.
Oh,
my God.
You never know.
Text me what you're wearing.
I'm going to a bakery, so I will not be joining
nice.
You.
Oh, that's nice.
But we do have this fun thing, not really fun, but interesting thing on Instagram right now. You can go search it in our stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. But there was a video. This happened in March of 2023, but a suspect stole a truck and he was being chased by police and he got out of his truck. He crashed it and he started running away from the cops. So he's trucking along the way and all of a sudden this good Samaritan comes out of nowhere and just tackles him.
Yeah.
Like just
he's like, now's my chance to shine.
And so you know that's what that guy was thinking. Like, yeah.
He's oppressing a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on a date. He's like,
girlfriend's on the sidewalk.
Stay here, babe. I got this.
It's exactly what happened and it's wonderfully all captured on video, and again, you can go see that in our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. But he really gives it to him.
Well, that's what
like
every
linebacker.
I'm trying to think
boom.
If I would do
every
that.
Every guy thinks they would,
do
that.
Oh, yeah.
in the moment, and he actually did it. So good on him. I think that's really cool, Jared. Do you think you
second
could...
date for that guy?
Second,
I don't know.
It's a first date for sure. Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Well, because as you get
you have
older,
more to live for. I mean, you got kids and a family.
Right,
like
I don't
you really
know.
Do.
Well, and you can break something. Like that's
I could,
the problem.
I could skin
you
my
could
knee.
Really hurt yourself.
It seems
after...
like a lot of effort.
You were wearing your favorite pants. You didn't want a hole in them.
I get my cowboy boots on today, so I don't think I would. I don't know.
You wouldn't be able
hurts
to chase
run.
Him, right? Yeah, exactly. Like somebody else will get him.
Well, and like think of the embarrassment factor if you took off running after this guy and you couldn't. Catch him.
I know.
Oh my. You go back to the girlfriend.
You know what? I gave
him
a shot.
He's so fast. Oh my God, he's so fast. I've never seen somebody so fast.
He's the fastest kid alive.
He must be a track star.
He must be in the Olympics. He's so fast. He's got a gold medal for sure.
Those Noah Lyles.
Well, this guy had no problem.
Where's the other guy? Usain Bolt?
Yeah, Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world.
This is
that
not...
would be your luck.
He's so fast,
I can't get him.
I tried.
Oh, well, you can go check out that video again at Jeremy, Katie, Josh in our Instagram stories. The Broncos said yesterday, our season tickets, you can have them, but there's a wait list of nearly 110,000 fans for the Broncos. Did you know that?
Good God.
Oh, so you're going to be waiting a while if you want season tickets. But the good news is the Broncos only raised their prices by 8%. And that is below the league average of 10% for season ticket holders. But yeah, that's a long wait. That's got to be the longest wait list of all the professional sports in Colorado, right?
In Colorado, yeah. Because I was going to say, not in the NFL.
Not in the
NFL. If you want Packers, you got to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Like generate. People put that in their will.
Yeah.
So that they get passed
tickets,
down.
Lambeau Field is no joke there. So yeah, you're right. Green Bay Packers. But in Colorado, that's the longest
You'd probably
wait list,
think so.
Right?
I mean, football is king in all sports. So
Yeah. And I know you will have more Broncos news in our PMI a little later.
We got some real exciting news.
Very
which is
positive Broncos news, Jeremy.
Really
I can't
cool.
wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the edge of your
you'd
seat.
You'd be very excited.
Just because I'm going to throw myself off it.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Well, there's one more local story here. Well, a couple more local stories.
Give it to me, baby.
This one coming off a Frontier flight from Denver to Houston. A person had to be restrained, a man, because he was having a moment. He was attacking the seat in front of him, for one, but then he punched out the window. He punched
out
damage to the window.
He didn't punch it out, but it cracked. He cracked it.
So he was punching
He's high on the crack, and that's what happens. You crack things.
Well, they don't know what happened, actually, and they declined to press charges, and they're not releasing his name. So it looks like maybe there was something, maybe a medical emergency along those lines. I don't know. We're not reporting that. We're just saying that there was something that happened where they did not press charges, but they did restrain him. That flight landed safely and whatnot. But yeah.
Maybe he just
crazy.
Really wanted an aisle seat.
You know, those window seats, they can make you feel
the ground is so far down.
Oh, if someone started punching the window next to me, I don't know what I'd do. I think give him a Xanax or something.
Stop, please.
Right? Like, can you just
please
not
stop.
Do that? Oh, think of the children.
Please
That's what
stop
I'd say.
It.
That's what I'd say. But and then all this crypto talk. I'm not familiar with crypto money. Like
I'm really not either.
I hear about it. Online dating guys are always saying, "Can I tell you about my crypto money?" And I'm like, "No,
oh,
thank
come
you."
On.
Is that a big pickup line?
Oh my gosh!
They think
it's
that's going to be the turn on
it's
for you?
Crazy the way guys talk
what?
About crypto on online dating. It's like part of their profile
crypto
now.
Currency.
But it is becoming a thing so much so that people are being scammed by it. So there's a story about a woman who she was scammed because somebody called her and was like, "Hey, we're part of your bank and we're telling you right now, if you don't take this money out of your bank and put it in this crypto ATM machine, someone's going to come and steal it all." And I guess they were very convincing. This woman ended up taking $36,000 and putting it into a crypto ATM and they stole that money right away.
Was that
away.
You?
No,
was that
it
you,
wasn't
Katie?
Me. I know.
Did you get scammed?
Are you the woman,
Are you
Katie?
The one?
No,
she's like an
I'm
unnamed
not.
Woman.
I know, but because of this, they're looking to have more regulations in these crypto ATMs. I'm, I guess, a little naive because I didn't even know there were crypto ATMs.
It's like the wild,
works.
Wild West.
Yes.
And the thing about crypto that makes it so variable, I guess, is it's backed by nothing. Like, there's
exactly.
nothing that backs it up except for, like, the scarcity of it and how people mine it and all those things. And so it's really, really easy to make up your own, you know, meme coin. We've all heard of Dogecoin, all that stuff. You can make it up. And like that Hawk Tua girl, she made it up and she wanted to make a coin kind of based off of her likeness. It's like an NIL deal, name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
And that failed miserably. And she like almost went to federal prison because the company that she was working with scammed millions of people out of a lot of money. So it's very kind of up in the air now. There are some very like set in stone cryptocurrencies like a Dogecoin that is actually something that can be used. But there's a lot of people trying to make their own things, and the scams are unbelievable. So if
we
you do invest
JKJ
in that,
coin?
I know.
We totally could. I mean,
my
it's
gosh,
scary
my
out gosh. There. The fact that we could do that.
Well,
I mean,
it just reminds me of the Wild Wild West because they call it mining. I
yeah,
mean,
seriously.
That alone should just be like red flag. Red
it's
flag.
Interesting. Yeah, there's
but,
a lot to learn about. Yeah, it. It's still so new.
Look for more regulations to come, like limits for transactions, and a lot more like the second person or how you have two ways to verify.
Yeah,
second.
Two-way authentication.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's called. So they're going to start implementing a lot more of those when it comes to crypto coins. But
just be careful with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want something completely different?
Yeah. Do it.
Today is National Working Naked Day.
Oh.
Well, we didn't get, none of us
I
got
know.
The memo.
Both of you, take your tops off right now.
We have cameras now.
I don't know what that means as far as if you're supposed to go to work naked or if you're working from home,
I
just
think,
sit there with no pants on.
Yeah, that's a work from home
thing.
It's
probably a work from home
that's
thing.
That's got to start in like 2020 on.
Way too busy for HR if that was a thing in an office.
Yeah. So
no
it's going to be a big sports ball weekend with the big game there on Sunday. And the story's out this morning talking about like the main reason people watch the games, of course, few of them for the teams, the commercials, the halftime show. But there's a large amount of people that watch the Super Bowl for just the commentary, the announcer's commentary. That's why they tune in. They gotta listen to these guys talk about how it's a game of inches.
I hate to be that guy.
Are you that guy?
I mean, I don't watch it for the commentary, but I listen very closely
like,
to
oh,
it.
Oh, points and stats.
But
oh.
I've been in, I've been in sports radio for most of my adult life, and that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I like
to So you're like
do.
Learning from these guys, essentially.
Well, yeah, I
like,
call games. Yeah. I still do that, where I'll call like high school football, college football games and stuff. And so, yeah, I'm very interested in how they say things and how they get their
words
across.
Well, you're lumped into that group. That's all they care about. They're
not all I care about, but
halftime guy.
I like it. I find it very interesting.
It's Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the guy.
Oh, we schooled you a little bit before the show, though. We were trying to get you up to
honestly,
speed.
Honestly, I wasn't paying attention.
I know. You looked like it. It was like,
who's Kendrick Lamar? Is he good?
He's
we
a
like
rapper.
Him? Yeah. We like him.
He's not bad.
Does he make us happy?
I saw him in concert.
Will we enjoy the show on Sunday?
No.
I think it'll be an all right show. He's going to have SZA. SZA's show at Ball Arena is one of my favorite shows I've been to. That woman can entertain.
Really? Kendrick Lamar and Scissors, Jer.
I'm excited.
Wait for that Scissors to go on,
SZA.
Too.
I'm excited for Kendrick Lamar and
Kendrick
SZA.
Lamar.
Send us a video of you. Scissors, guys. It's
Scissors. It's Scissors. No,
Mr. Kendrick Lamar, whoever he is, he said he's promising a thought-provoking, storytelling-focused performance at his Super Bowl halftime show.
One of the big things about him,
boring.
Yeah. One of the big things about him right now is he is in a huge, heated battle against another megastar, Drake. I mean, they have had a feud for all of last year. I think I don't know if it extended to 2023.
I thought I heard about this.
He's talking about doing his diss track at the Super Bowl, which is insane, because the audience that you have, whether it's just in the Super Bowl at the Superdome or across the world, that's hundreds of millions of people that'll be watching that. So Drake is probably sweating right now in his $1 million mansion, what's he going to say?
I can't imagine Mr. Drake right now.
What's he going to do?
There was like a lot of contention between those two. I'm telling you. It fueled the summer, Jer. It did.
I couldn't get enough of it.
It was the beef of the summer.
I couldn't.
You know, miss me with that hot dog.
No, I don't even know what
that is. This is the beef I want.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Scissor.
Scissors.
More Americans are going to be pulling for the Eagles on Sunday, obviously.
Fly,
they don't
Eagles,
want this,
fly.
Here, I'll give you this again.
Woo! Yes.
Obviously, because everyone's just sick of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they're going for that three-peat, right?
Ugh.
Google revealed the top Super Bowl wing flavors.
Garlic parm on there?
Buffalo?
Tell me about garlic parm.
I think garlic parm was on here. Why don't I have it?
I don't know. I want to know this. I mean, it's got to be Buffalo, though, right?
It's got to be Buffalo.
You guys are going to have to look this up on your own.
Let's make up our own.
It didn't print it out.
It's
got to
be Buffalo.
It's got to be your standard
barbecue
Buffalo.
And garlic parm. Like, those have to be the three flavors.
I have the most popular dips, though. It did print that out on our office printer. Buffalo chicken dip.
Yep.
Seven-layer dip.
Okay.
Pretty solid. I only taste six here, though. jalapeno popper dip.
Ooh, yummy.
Crab dip. Ugh, you don't want to leave that one sitting out.
Uh-uh.
And the queso. Standard
seven cheese
queso.
I like that. Not mad about that.
I do. I love making a good chicken buffalo dip. It's the only time I'll actually use canned chicken, but not the crappy spread that you like on toast. I'm talking
the chicken
breast.
Chunks. Yeah,
like
I
the
use
actual
that.
Chicken chunks.
That's
for
how I make some of my at-home meals for lunch, you know, that are quick. The cans of chicken with the hard-boiled egg in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stink up the house.
Oh, God, that's what you have for lunch?
Sometimes.
Ooh, smelly.
You're smelly. Hey, this is sad. Ozzy Osbourne can't walk anymore.
I know.
Did you see the story?
He's
going to do a
sad.
Final performance on July 5th as a solo artist, and Black Sabbath is going to rejoin him, all the boys from the band. They say he can't walk, his body is failing him, but his voice still rocks, says Sharon Osbourne. So I know, poor Ozzy, right?
He's 76.
Yeah.
And he's done a few notorious things.
He's done a few things, right?
Body that probably would hinder the ability to walk at 76.
What was that show on Netflix? Was it an Ozzy documentary? No, it was the one about Tommy Lee. What was his band?
Tommy Lee.
Yeah, no, it's called
Motley
The Dirt.
Crew.
The Dirt.
It's The Crew.
It was the Motley Crue show on Netflix.
I loved
and they
that
had
show.
Ozzy on there because he used to follow around with Motley Crue, and he would like snort ants and stuff.
Fire ants.
Drink
fire
urine.
Ants. My gosh, the stuff that man did.
I'm surprised he's still alive, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another one of these Valentine's Day things. We talked about the cats that can be neutered. You can name a cat your ex, and they'll neuter it for you. The Memphis Zoo is running a new Valentine's Day fundraiser. For $10, they'll name an elephant turd after your ex. They went with the tagline, name a turd after a turd. All the proceeds will help care for the animals, the zoo's 3,500 animals. So you can name a poopy.
That's sunny. Funny.
It is
sunny
and funny.
I was just saying, that's a big old pile of Chris right there. Like,
and,
that's just...
Katie, you'll probably know these brands. Quicksilver, Billabong,
yeah,
back
yeah,
in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Those companies are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They're facing some economic challenges.
Oh.
People just aren't buying the Billabong stuff anymore.
Oh.
And the Quicksilver. I had a lot of that in high school.
Oh,
I had a lot of the
hoodies.
Quicksilver swim trunks back
then.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, man.
Little Speedos?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Those were the first hoodies, too, that had like pockets in them, like zipper pockets, right? Like...
You're a fan of zipper pockets.
I love zipper pockets in hoodies.
I saw that on your resume.
Little.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
I like zipper pockets.
They might be going away. Here's this. Make your way to our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Kind of a funny video this morning. They put a giant mirror out in the wild just to see different animals' reactions when they see the reflection. It's pretty good.
Did you ever see the one? Did they have a bear on there? The bear attacked the mirror and like broke it in half.
Oh my gosh.
No, the best was the monkeys, though.
Monkeys
yeah.
are fun.
I have to go like, watch that.
Yeah, it's really good. So it's on our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.